After a year of unprecedented change and shared trauma, America has hit a hopeful milestone in the pandemic. The government says half of all adults in the U.S. now had at least one COVID-19 vaccination. More than 32% are fully vaccinated. And today, vaccine eligibility expanded to all those 16 and older. Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor for the White House, told NPR's Morning Edition earlier today that despite the federal pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because of rare blood clots, he's confident.
By the end of May, there will be enough vaccines to vaccinate anyone who would want to be vaccinated. And from a logistics standpoint, getting it into people's arms, we hope we do it sooner, but no later than July.
Dr. Gene Marazzo is director of the University of Alabama's Division of Infectious Diseases. So, Dr. Marazzo, a little bit of a celebration, but how significant is this milestone, more than 50% with one vaccine, to you?
Yeah, it's a great question, Robin. I think it's an incredible achievement. I think we cannot let that go unnoted. I think that the concerns, though, that you outlined in your opening comments are still really important to pay attention to. For one thing, we know that a single shot actually has pretty good efficacy, but it's not as good as two shots. So I think you really want to aim for complete vaccination. And I think that the other big thing is that we've seen rates of cases and morbidity and mortality in elderly people plummet, which is fantastic. So the first group of people that we targeted with these vaccines are really benefiting from it. Unfortunately, yeah, the younger folks are the ones who are really out there interacting now, and we really need to start getting them vaccinated. So lots of good news, but some concern. Yeah.
Well, deaths are thankfully down almost 11% nationwide in the past 2 weeks, but new cases are up more than 6% in the past 2 weeks. So there's that. And then, you know, take a look at your state. It has some of the lowest rates of fully vaccinated people in the country at about 19%, second lowest to your neighbor, Georgia. Why is that? And how do you combat that?
So we've had a number of challenges in our state that are very consistent with many rural states that do not have the public health, in particular, health infrastructure that you really need to adequately roll out the vaccine. We are now at a place where we have about 1 in 5 people fully vaccinated, and about a third of people here have at least one dose. Even though those numbers sort of in that, I think, very simplistic ranking don't make us look great, what that ranking doesn't tell you is that we are way ahead of the game in terms of immunizing the people who are most likely to do the worst with this virus. So we are way ahead in immunizing underrepresented minorities, for example. But it's a challenge, and we're going to continue to be challenged, especially with the loss of the J&J.
Right, the Johnson & Johnson, which we'll find out by the end of the week how long that's going to be. But we have to note the AP reports that states that supported Joe Biden have the highest vaccination rates. Is this political there? We know two of the biggest groups, not just hesitant, but anti-vaccines, are Republican men and evangelicals.
It's very hard to say because I think there are a number of factors at play. Certainly, it's possible that people do follow the icons who represent their political allegiances. That's certainly possible. But I will also say that the issue of mistrust of the medical system and medical authority in general is a really big part for people who are socioeconomically disadvantaged and also for underrepresented minorities. So you have to look at it, I think, as a combination of it's not just politics, it's much more complex socioeconomic and really vulnerable population issues who may not be as comfortable taking this kind of advice and just sort of running first to get these admittedly very new vaccines.
Yeah. Dr. Gene Marazzo, director of the University of Alabama's Division of Infectious Diseases. Doctor, thank you.
Pleasure, Robin. Thank you.